This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dylan.
Hey, Matt.
So you told me about this thing. Well, that sounds like I'd never heard of this thing until you mentioned it. Love, Death, and Robots. It's a show. I've heard good things about it. I haven't watched it yet. But you're apparently a fan. You were like, hey, you should watch this. So let me tell you what I think Love, Death, and Robots is, and then you tell me how wrong I am or how correct I am. But the vibe that I get is that it's an animation anthology series that blends like sci-fi and horror things and various different animation styles, correct?
Yeah, there's also, there are plenty of episodes that are much more lighthearted, have a lot of comedic elements as well. Basically, it is an animated anthology series where every episode has to deal with love, death, or robots. One of those three.
I'm throwing this out there. I feel like this one really didn't hit any of those three topics.
I guess I would agree with you. I think the first season was much more had to be that, and now they're just kind of stretching their legs out a little bit. I think even if it doesn't have to do with love, death, or robots, I feel like you can look at an animation, a part of the series, and go, okay, that makes sense. So I agree with what you're saying, that it's basically an anthology that blends sci-fi, horror, and humor as well. I first heard of Love, Death, and Robots. It popped up randomly season one a couple years ago, and I binged the entire thing. I fell absolutely in love with it. And then over the course of the past 2 years, two more seasons dropped and I never watched them. So I was sitting there.
Well, season three just dropped.
A couple of weeks ago. I will say the one that stuck out to me, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but if you find yourself having like a spare like 12, 15 minutes, watch season one, the episode Beyond the Aquila Rift.
Okay.
And it's absolutely incredible, but it is definitely fucked up.
And well, I did notice that too. The lengths of episodes are all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Another one that I think you would find humorous is Three Robots. And they actually did a sequel to Three Robots for season three. So I really like this one. A lot of the different animations are based on short stories. Some of them are original works. But yeah, they just bring in a whole bunch of other people. And honestly, some of the names tied to these animations are pretty big. I know we had Rosario Dawson. Nice. We had Mary Elizabeth Winstead in a couple of them. Topher Grace was in the one with Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
It's not like what the heck was it called? Where like Mike Judge was discovered, like Mike's like crazy animation.
Yeah,
like, it's not like, oh, let's just find the best of the best from the indies. Like it's a blend of everything. You're
definitely
getting...
it's got a decent budget. And so Teddy and I were sitting down about a week back. It's more like about a month back, actually. It was right around where season 3 dropped. And we're scrolling through Netflix. And I'm like, have you ever watched this? I think we were looking for something like we didn't have to dedicate a lot of time to. So we sat down and I was like, well, you got to see kind of where these things came, like the first season. You don't have to, but it's like, I want to show you some of the ones that I've seen already. So we watched... pretty much that whole week, we just binged the entire series. And as Matt was saying, the times are all over the place.
Yeah, like some I was seeing like 27-minute episodes, but then this one was listed as 7 minutes, but that's including like probably 2 minutes of credits. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the episodes, I would love some of these concepts to be taken and made into full-length feature films. There's an episode... that's kind of an updated take on Dog Soldiers, which is really good. There's an episode where there's like an army in Russia, but instead of like them fighting against humans, they're fighting against aliens, and it's actually done super well. It's just all over the place, and it's amazing. I think it's definitely much like most anthologies, you know, some are better than others.
Yeah,
but
we got I literally was just referencing last week the American Horror Stories episode that we did that I like forgot existed. You know, like I was like, it was some show. It was like a spinoff of American Horror Story, but it was like stories, but I can't remember what it was called. And then I had to like go through my phone. I'm like, oh, it's called American Horror Stories.
I will say with this, even being only 5 minutes, way better than that episode.
But you know what? That episode, if you remember correctly, when we discussed it, we were like brainstorming ways to make that story work that would have been, because it's not a bad setup to an idea, it's a bad execution of
very
an idea.
Much so. Very much so.
And you had mentioned something where I agree, like even in this, I was like, 5 minutes doesn't feel like enough time for this. I want more. I want to flesh this out. To me, this feels like the opening scene to a much bigger movie where we jump to them as adults and they are horrified of Santa Claus.
Like, fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, that maybe they're raising kids, their own families, and they're like, we don't celebrate Christmas in this house.
No, not in this house.
And the kids are trying to figure out why. Oh, this would be awesome.
That's what I mean. It really feels like a prelude.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you have an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? Or do you have an already existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Well, check out WeKnowPodcasting.com. From concept development to theme music to editing to logos, WeKnowPodcasting.com is a one-stop shop for all things pod. Don't hesitate to hit us up. We're very nice.
It is mind-blowing.
And heartbreaking.
How many original scripts are written every year but are never made?
So we seek out these scripts and bring them to life with full audio production and professional actors.
Check us out at Undiscover Scripts.
Movies made of paper.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Free!
Let's start with this.
Yeah.
And maybe you can answer this question because I was not smart enough to figure this out.
Yeah.
Is this stop motion animation or CGI
it's
designed to look like?
CGI.
Because it was smooth, but I'm like, man, if this is like this might be some of the smoothest stop motion if it is stop motion. But
I don't know it for a fact, but I am like 99.9%.
That's what I was leaning towards.
CGI.
But the stylistically, they are trying to go
They're
for a little bit of a claymation.
They're definitely trying to go for stop motion, like the old school Rankin-Bass flicks and stuff.
And I love that there's an homage to an old school Rankin-Bass flick on
there
the television while this is happening.
Yeah. So we've got these two kids, their brother and sister, and listen, we're going to spoil it. We have to.
It's a 5-minute show. We can't physically talk about it without spoiling it.
Yeah,
it's only
so
5 minutes.
So go watch this episode.
This episode is
going to
be
two.
Longer than it's going to take for you
yes.
to. Yes. It's already been longer.
This episode's already longer than the actual short film. So go watch volume 2. It's called All Through the House of Love, Death, and Robots. So we've got this brother and sister, and the sister wakes the brother up. It's Christmas night, and she's like, "Are you ready?" And they do what I'm pretty sure.
They hear that jingle jangle. Yeah. They're like, Santa's here, motherfucker.
Everyone who's ever been into Christmas has attempted this or have
See,
thought.
I haven't thought about attempting it. I had the fear of God put into me that if Santa caught me, no more gifts, automatically on the naughty list. You stay locked up tight in that bed.
And if this was around when you were a kid, like, no.
Oh, then I would definitely never leave my house.
So these two kids, they go downstairs and they're hearing something moving around, and on the TV is an homage to, I think, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because we have the little elf, and they see a silhouette of a big plumpy fat man with a hat on.
Yeah, and they hide behind a tree or the couches. They're taking a look, and then this is the, like, here's the thing: when Dylan suggests a thing for me to watch, I usually am like, this is either going to make me cry or it's going to be something tied to horror. Yeah. And the fact that I put on something called Love, Death, and Robots, I was leaning more towards this is going to probably be something that like scares.
Scary.
Has the scare in it. But man, when that tongue just flies out of nowhere to suck down the milk that's left on the table stand, I'm like, oh shit, what are we about to get into? And the creature design of this like monster Santa Claus is incredible. It is like a xenomorph blended with the bear from Annihilation. Like that is like the look that they've got going. It is so cool. Like I'm actually, again, why I would love a full length version of this is the creature. Like I feel like I barely even got a full view of how dope this creature looks. But this creature is Santa Claus. And Dylan, let's talk about, so what is this version of Santa Claus do if it catches you down sneaking?
All right,
sneaking
so they see these two it sees these two kids, and what's cool about the design is basically the head is a giant mouth with sharp teeth and hands connected to the cheeks.
Yeah.
So it like it got close to the girl, and then it basically sniffed, but it was more like its tongue was sniffing it, sniffing the kid. And basically, he just like almost whisper roars, "I think it's good." I think
He goes, "Lee, good."
And then he then proceeds to regurgitate a present into her hands, and then goes over to the boy and proceeds to do the same exact thing and just regurgitates a present into
and here's the thing real quick. Yeah. So he says good to her. So pit in my stomach that I'm like,
you think that
boy
is going to get
what did this boy do? He did something bad. He's going to get massacred. The relief that comes over me
when he throws up another
when
present.
He says good and throws up another gift, because again, it's called Love, Death. And Robots, and so far there is zero robots unless they're about to fuck this Santa Claus. Death is the only remaining option.
So like I love when I first watched this, I was like, are we going to go like the Nightmare Before Christmas route? Are these toys going to be evil and shit?
They're regular ass toys.
They're regular toys. He opens it up. I think it's a train. He's like, he's super excited for his train. And the kids kind of, they go back to bed. And
Jose, so I wrote down exactly beat for beat this part. Santa Claus vomits up the gifts, turns around, says stay good, goes up the chimney, and immediately the fire lights in the chimney, and then they open their gifts, they go upstairs, and then they ask the question that was on my mind.
I mean, these kids, they open them up, they go back to bed, and like they are, it's so funny because they're laying in bed eyes wide the fuck open. And I think the sister that
the
asks
sister goes, what if he said bad?
And then the short ends.
And I was like, man, I need more. I want to see what happens when someone's as bad. This is, you know how I'm kind of mixed on Krampus. But you told me this was a Krampus movie and that that's what Krampus looks like.
Yeah.
And I'm about to see him rip some child's head off with his teeth, tongue, mouth. Ooh, that's a Krampus movie for me.
Fuck,
I've said before, I don't dislike the Krampus movie.
Yeah.
But based on how baller Trick or Treat was, I do wish the Krampus was an R-rated movie and not a PG-13 movie.
I would have loved
to see it really pushed to its limits. Instead, it's just like, it's not bad. Like every time I watch it, I like it more.
Yeah,
but
I'm genuinely curious about this story. Like, I would love to see, is this a fucking, he's very alien-like. So is he an alien that just kind of caught on and just started doing this shit?
I mean, there's so many, or
was
is this
demon?
What Santa always look like?
Yeah.
And like the people at Coca-Cola were like, well, we got to smooth out those edges before we put Santa in our
I don't think this is going to work.
This crazy mutant holding some Coke in both hands.
I'm for it. I wish this episode would get fucking huge so like they do start like a sponsorship with Coca-Cola, and then next year those Coca-Cola cans with mutant Santa on them, and you know us horror fans, we're gonna go fucking nuts for it, and nobody's gonna be able to find them and everything else. Come on, dude, let's make it happen.
Well, Dylan, I appreciate you for introducing this to me,
dude.
I almost at the 0 hour texted Katie from Geekscape and asked her to just jump on this episode because she fucking loves this show. She brings it up on a weekly basis, how good it is, how everyone should watch the new seasons whenever they drop.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe there'll be a Christmas one in season four and we can extend the invite to Katie. Short episode of Love, Death, and Robots. Short episode of Christmas 365.
Hell yeah,
so
man.
So the only thing I have left to say is, Dylan, stay good.
Stay good.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.